the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Jesus told them, don't you be concerned, I will be there at each and every
just love singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible and Living Sound.
Centurion.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to send Paul to Rome along with some other prisoners. You turn him over to Julius, commanding officer of Augustus' battalion. Then send Julius to me.
Yes, sir.
Julius of Augustus' battalion reporting, sir.
Are all the prisoners going to Rome now in your custody?
Yes, sir.
I suppose you realize that you are in complete charge. Also completely responsible for their safe arrival in Rome?
Yes, sir.
You realize the penalty if you lose one or more prisoners?
Death, sir.
How soon can you leave?
I've been checking on schedules of ships, sir, and I find that none at all are leaving directly for Rome or any port on the western shores of Italy. So I plan, sir, on taking a ship going north, stopping at all ports until I find a ship going to Italy. Are you the captain of this ship, sir?
I am.
I am in charge of a group of prisoners going to Rome.
I'm not sailing to Rome.
I know that, sir, but you are going north. At each port of call, I will inquire for ships sailing to Rome.
I don't have room for many more passengers.
You have no choice, sir. I represent the Emperor, and you dare not refuse passage for my prisoners, the soldier guards, and myself.
All right. We sail early in the morning.
Comfortable?
As comfortable as can be expected.
I'm awfully sorry, sir, but by law I must leave you chained to a soldier at all times. I wish I didn't have to do it, but I do. You see, sir, I have more or less followed your case, and I know you should not be a prisoner. You've done nothing wrong. Well, certainly nothing criminal.
Well, don't worry, sir. You're just doing your job.
My name is Julius, sir. Please call me by name.
Gladly, Julius. And as you know, my name is Paul.
Oh, but I respect the elderly, and my conscience dictates that I call all respectable and aged men, sir.
As you wish, Julius.
There are certain things specifically mentioned in the law about the transport of prisoners. These things I will have to obey. Otherwise, I shall allow you all the freedom and privileges I dare. As a Roman citizen and prisoner, you are permitted a physician and a slave to minister to your needs.
Well, I have them with me, Julius. My physician's name is Luke, and my companion, or you can call him a slave if you wish, is Aristarchus.
Ah, well, they may remain with you at all times. Sir, are there any friends of yours here in Sidon? Christians?
Yes, Julius, quite a few.
Well, to prove that I know you're not a criminal, but a law-abiding, honest man, I'm giving you permission to visit your friends and, well, refresh yourself.
Oh, you're very kind of me, Julius, and I especially appreciate it since, well, I'm not feeling too well.
We must go back to the ship now, Brother Paul.
It's been wonderful seeing Christian friends and communing with them. May God bless every one of you unto salvation, so we will see each other on that great resurrection day. Farewell.
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 The winds are contrary. The captain tells me it may take a long time to reach Myra.
Officer, the one in charge.
I think he's over there, sleeping.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping. What can I do for you, Skipper?
You're looking for a ship going to Italy? Well, that one in port, about to sail.
Which one? I'll go see about booking passage.
It's a big one. A cargo ship carrying wheat and corn from Egypt to Rome.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Where can I find the skipper, sir?
We're about to sail. He's busy.
In the name of Nero, Emperor of Rome, show me to the skipper.
Oh, you're an officer in the Roman army. I hadn't noticed. But as I said, the skipper is busy. However, I am the owner of the ship. Will I do?
No, I want passage on this ship to Rome.
Just yourself?
No, sir. I'm taking a group of prisoners. Also, I have soldiers to guard the prisoners. When do we sail?
You seem sure. I'll take you.
You are in Roman territory and on Roman waters. You have no choice. When do we sail?
As soon as all the passengers come aboard.
Thank you. I'll transfer the prisoners immediately.
The large cargo ship sailed slowly because of unfavorable winds. It took many days to reach Fair Havens, a port on the south of the island of Crete.
Looks like we may have to winter here.
Oh, I hope not, Master. This is too small and unprotected a port. Dangerous for the ship. Nothing for the crew to do all winter long. I favor going along the coast to Phoenix. There it has safe anchorage and plenty of things for the sailors and passengers to do. It's only about 40 miles. Surely we can make it there before the winter sets in. The wind is just right now, too. South wind that'll get us to Phoenix in a few hours.
May I voice my opinion, Skipper?
Huh? Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I advise against trying to get to Phoenix this late in the year. If we put out to sea in this balmy wind, we may run into a fierce gale at any time. Now, this south wind generally backs round to the east, northeast, and blows a gale. And if it catches us while we are crossing the Gulf of Messina, it'll blow us away from land altogether. I maintain that the risk of putting to sea at this time of the year in this ship is too great to make it worthwhile. Mm-hmm. It's fraught with danger, not only of the cargo, but of our lives.
I have heard all points discussed. I favor going to Phoenix for the winter.
You represent the Emperor, so to Phoenix we go.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Humba, humba, see ya, 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 humba,
We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God.
Humba, see ya, humba, kukayen, kwenko. Humba, 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 humba.
Dora, why are you sitting here all by yourself while everybody else is playing soccer?
I'm mad.
Yeah? Who is it this time?
God.
God? You're mad at God? Can you do that?
I don't see why not. He knows what I'm thinking, so he already knows I'm mad at him.
What did he do?
It's not what he did, it's what he didn't do.
You're mad at God for something he didn't do?
There's a switch.
What didn't he do?
He didn't save my cat.
Perky?
Yes, Perky died. He got sick, and I prayed and prayed for him to get better, and he didn't. He just got sicker and sicker, and then...
Oh, Dora, I'm so sorry.
So you can forget about all those things I said about prayer. Prayer doesn't work. God doesn't listen.
You don't mean that.
I do. What good is it to pray if what you want doesn't happen?
Remember what the pastor said in church last week? He said that sometimes in this bad world, bad things happen. Even when we pray for good things, that's when we're supposed to ask God to help us be happy again.
Well, I don't feel like praying.
Then I think you should just sit here and remember Perky. When you feel better, you can pray and thank God for the happy times you had with that silly cat. Remember when he jumped off the table and landed on your dad's foot?
Yeah, I remember. And when he used to sleep on my pillow at night, his purring kept me awake. And I remember when he... Hey, Carlos, thank you.
Don't thank me.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
R. God promises to remember me.
Is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. 1 John 3:23.
Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14 say, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well."
boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 10, Surprise. The Sheriff's Department? What do they want? Willie asked. As he spoke, the front door opened. Dad, how come you're home so early? Dad winked at Mom and set his briefcase down. Can't a man come to his own home in the middle of the day? He asked, smiling. Mom just looked at Dad, her eyebrows raised. The doorbell rang. Dad opened the door and made a funny little bow as the rest of the shoebox kids bounded into the living room, followed by Mrs. Shoe. Willie looked quickly at Chris and Sammy. They were whispering to each other. Then they grinned at Willie. Welcome home, everyone shouted. Then they all talked at once, each one trying to be heard above the others. Coco ran in circles, yapping. Then a voice boomed above them all. Can we join the party? For one instant, everyone was silent, staring at the two big men in sheriff's uniforms. A smaller man dressed in jeans was behind them. Then Willie let out a squeal. Mr. Mason! Dave! Wow! Then he turned to his shoebox friends and said proudly, These are the men who rescued Grandpa and me. And Mr. Mason, Chris and Sammy are the ones who found me, he said, pointing them out. I didn't recognize you at first, Mr. Mason, Willie added. Not without your red baseball cap. Hey, buddy, he replied. I can't wear my red cap with my dress uniform, and this visit is official business. As he spoke, he glanced around at all the shoebox kids now sitting quietly, looking up expectantly. Mr. Taylor thought that all of you might like to be here for this. Oh, and this man, he added, nodding toward the man in jeans who was holding a camera, is a reporter from the Mill Valley newspaper. But why? Willie's mom asked. I'm still confused. You'll see, his dad said quietly with a smile. Then Mr. Mason and Dave stood side by side, straight and tall, in front of Willie. They looked very important. The reporter adjusted his camera. Mr. Mason held up a crisp, official-looking piece of white paper. Willie Taylor, he said in his big, deep voice, because of your actions that resulted in you and your grandfather being found and rescued, the Mill County Sheriff's Department awards you this certificate of bravery. He handed the certificate to Willie as the camera flashed and the kids cheered. Willie beamed with pleasure. He felt a warm glow inside. He noticed his mom wiping a tear off her cheek. After the men left, the kids sat quietly talking for a while. Then Mrs. Shue spoke up. Willie, was it scary down there in the canyon? Yeah, Willie shuddered, remembering. I knew angels were there, but it was scary, especially the first night. You know, he continued, I fussed because I couldn't walk and go for help. I prayed, and I wanted God to make a miracle. He paused before speaking again. I think I understand things better now. I need to work on learning everything I can, and Jesus will tell me how to use what I learn. Chris laughed and said, When we were practicing the code, I never thought we'd use it to get you rescued. That's it, Willie replied. See, we can trust Jesus to take care of us and to show us how to use what we know to help others and ourselves, he added with a grin. If you've learned that, Willie, Mrs. Shue said, you've learned something many adults don't know yet. Dad was hanging up the phone as Mrs. Shue finished speaking. Good news, Willie. I can bring Grandpa home in time for supper tonight. Again, the kids cheered. Dad picked up his briefcase and held up his hand for silence. Willie Taylor, he said in a deep voice. The kids laughed at his imitation of Mr. Mason. Willie Taylor, he repeated, sounding more like himself. Because of your bravery and quick thinking, your mother and I would like to present you with something to make the Morse code more fun for you to practice. He reached into his briefcase and took out a small package. He handed it to Willie. We know you were hoping for the Morse code computer program next Christmas, but we decided you could use it now. Oh, cool, Willie exclaimed. He tore open the wrapping and held up the box. I don't know what Jesus will use me for next, but I'll be ready.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 8, The Rock Slide Rescue. Written by Sandy Zaug, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Children come, don't dare.
them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.